Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about our diverse culture here in the region, specifically about the number of international individuals who are coming to the region to work or even to study at Keano College. And joining me over Microsoft Teams are two individuals with the YMCA of Northern Alberta. We have Beverly Shera, who is the Program Manager of Community Housing and Initiatives. And we also have Jane Jiroge, who is the Foreign Worker Program Coordinator. So I appreciate you both taking a couple minutes to join me over Microsoft Teams. I almost said the phone. It's nice to actually be able to see individuals' faces when doing these interviews. And we're here to talk more about international students, foreign workers. There was an announcement at Keano College and with Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism last week when it comes to international students. And we'll get into that and some more initiatives that are being undertaken. But I know that there's now a foreign workers advisory table. I believe this is a new initiative. And this is a part of the YMCA. Can you provide a little bit more information on that, Beverly?
That is correct. So the YMCA of Northern Alberta offers an array of quality programs and services in the region that many people are familiar with, such as our health and fitness and childcare. Mm-hmm. But we also do offer wellness, employment, housing, and newcomer services under our community housing and initiative. I currently manage the newcomer and immigrant services programs at the Y. They are comprised of three programs that are funded by Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, better known as IRCC. And those three programs, well, I should say two of the programs are open to permanent residents, convention refugees, and caregivers. And those are our immigrant settlement services and our settlement workers in schools programs. We also have a third program funded by the IRCC, which is our local immigration partnership, better known as LIP. And LIP oversees the newcomer interagency network in Wood Buffalo, as well as an immigrant advisory table. So the fourth program that the Y has under the newcomer and immigrant umbrella is our foreign worker program that Jane and I are here to talk about. So out of the foreign worker program, we have come up with a foreign worker advisory table for the region. So I think it would be best to perhaps let Jane have an opportunity to talk about the program that she coordinates, and we'll discuss how we came about to setting up the table.
For sure. Jane, if you want to take it away.
So our program, the Foreign Worker Program, offers consultative guidance and supports to foreign nationals who are eligible to work in Canada under the Temporary Foreign Worker Program, which is the TFW program, under the International Mobility Program, which is the IMP program, and under the Post-Graduation Program, Post-Graduation Work Permit Program, which is PGWP. Some of the services that we provide include the in-person appointments or work permit renewals and extensions, or social connections, helping foreign workers with information that will help them to acclimatize with the workplace in Fort McMurray, and then the workshops and group orientation information sessions. We offer information on employment rights and responsibilities, the Canadian workplace culture, on the job success, pathways to permanent residence, financial literacy, managing stress and integration, and of course, introduction to Wood Buffalo community resources and services.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Beverly Shera and Jane Jorage with the YMCA of Northern Alberta.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over Microsoft Teams are two individuals with the YMCA of Northern Alberta. We have Beverly Shera, who is the Program Manager of Community Housing and Initiatives. And we also have Jane Jorage, who is the Foreign Worker Program Coordinator. And before the break, we are getting a little bit more information about the Foreign Worker Program, as we are talking about international students and foreign workers. And one of the great things about Wood Buffalo is just how diverse it is. We have different cultures from people who are born here in Canada and who are, you know, obviously international. So how popular are these programs? And when I say popular, like, how many people are, you know, taking advantage of this? Is it quite a few people in the region who are, you know, benefiting from this program?
Yes, I would say yes, because one of the programs that I mentioned before, and that is the International Mobility Program, it serves our students that have international students that have graduated from Keano College. And so we find that when these students graduate from the Keano College and they get their post-graduation work permit, they are directly served by our program, and most of them contact our program for support, the supports that I mentioned before. And also, because there is no other program that is directly serving temporary foreign workers in this region, this one is tailored for them and it's funded by the government of Alberta. So we find that, yes, we have people contacting the temporary foreign worker program for most of the supports that really I mentioned. And one of the things that we have seen with COVID is that because of the restrictions on in-person engagements, we have been able to serve our foreign workers remotely through digital platforms like Microsoft Teams, and especially through workshops. So those have been very popular with our foreign workers who attend our information sessions, and we have been able to reach them that way.
Okay. I'm curious too, speaking with these students who are coming, who are graduating from Keano, and then they are approved for your program and start looking for more information and some additional support. Do a lot of them stay in the community, maybe just temporarily or maybe permanently, where this is maybe a good spot for them to start now that they're out of post-secondary and they're looking to get into their industry of choice? Do a lot of them, you know, stay in the community?
I do not know where they choose to work, but what I can say is that majority of them stay in Fort McMurray. If I can speak to 2018, when I was a student at Keano myself, but not as an international student, one of the things I know for sure, most of the international students that we had in my class or then, I still see them in this community working here. So I would say there is some kind of retention in the community because, of course, of the work that is available, and also having stayed in Fort McMurray for some time for these students, I think they still prefer to stay here and, and make this a home unless employment is not available in this community.
For sure. Beverly, we'll get back to Keano in just a second, because obviously they had some exciting news to mention last week when it comes to international students. But I mentioned it at the top about this advisory table. Can you kind of give us a little bit more information? Is this like a brand new initiative? I believe it's only the group has only been meeting for a couple months now. And when I say the group, can you tell me what organizations are part of this table?
Sure. Yes, this is a brand new initiative for Wood Buffalo. Jane, I'm pleased to say when Jane started in her role as a program coordinator back in the fall, came up with this idea. And so we thought of it as a way of really tackling some of the complex issues that our region faces when it comes to businesses and the workforce and just a changing climate due to COVID and even a downturn prior, economic downturn prior. So we were really looking at a way to harness our community's ingenuity and in addressing these challenges and putting together individuals who are from multiple agencies or who have a stake in the role that foreign workers or international students play in our region. So we put together three sort of key points that we wanted the advisory table to work on, which is highlighting government policies and their impact on the labor market in Wood Buffalo for foreign workers, international students, as well as employers. The second was to explore ways to attract and retain international students and foreign workers in Wood Buffalo. And the third was highlighting the contributions being made by employers, international students, and service providers, including diversity and multiculturalism. Mm-hmm. So yes, you are right, Jaron. The advisory table has been meeting monthly since April, and we've had representation from Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism, Keanu College, the Government of Alberta, Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. And I'm really pleased to say that we also have past and current foreign workers on the table. So being able to get their input is really vital as we move forward.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with the YMCA of Northern Alberta.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over Microsoft Teams are two individuals with the YMCA of Northern Alberta. We have Beverly Shera, who is the Program Manager, Community Housing and Initiatives, and we also have Jane Jirage, who is the Foreign Worker Program Coordinator. And we're talking about foreign workers, international students, and before the break, we got into a little bit more information about this new advisory table, which has been meeting since April. I believe it's only been two meetings. And this advisory table is looking to, recruit and to hopefully retain international students and foreign workers. And there were three main points, or I guess three main driving initiatives for the table. And one of them was encouraging more international students. And we heard an announcement from Keanu College and Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism last week that they're partnering to hopefully increase enrollment by quite a lot. And they expect that if this does happen, then there could be a big boost to the local economy. I'm curious, Beverly, was this initiative part of the advisory table?
I wouldn't say the decision came directly from the advisory table, but certainly when we reached out to invite the economic development, Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism and Keanu College to the table, my intention was that these sorts of partnerships could result when we come together and we're able to see where the needs and gaps are, and we can address that. I think that the announcement is a great example of the ingenuity that I'm speaking of when I I speak of uniting resources and skills in this particular case to attract international students and hopefully retain them. And we've had examples where, you know, it's clear that when you attract a student, you also attract their family. So we have a former international student who joined us at our last advisory table who came without her son, but once she finished school and got her job, one of her key priorities was bringing over her son, and he's here in Wood Buffalo now. So that's just an example of what can happen when we do increase the numbers or enrollments of international students. And I'm really pleased, one of the things that wasn't in, announced was the monetary value that it would it bring to the region. So I think being able to place a monetary value as well as the cultural and just diversity benefits to Wood Buffalo as a whole is really exciting. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of these types of partnerships, not just for foreign workers or international students, but just partnerships that serve to strengthen Wood Buffalo and you know, our competitive advantage. We have so much to offer, and this region's just resilience. I know we've used that word quite often, but our resilience and our ability to innovate and look forward is really what excites me in the role that I've been able to be a part of in this community. So this is just another exciting exciting chapter for the region.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is a big initiative that's going off the second point of the 3 points that were mentioned when it comes to the advisory table. Are there any other initiatives that are ongoing or in discussions when it comes to the other two? I know, I believe the other ones were highlighting the contributions being made by employers and international individuals themselves, as well as government policy. So are there any other initiatives that you can kind of share right now, or is it still, you know, top secret at this moment?
A few are top secret, but I think one of the key things that we have to work on is getting an idea of how many foreign workers are actually in the region. So through the foreign worker program run by the Y, we don't have a clear number. We just have individuals who reach out to us. So there is no mandate requiring foreign workers to connect with us. So we are really working on seeing if we can get funds to have a survey in place that really get an impact or a clear idea of the impact foreign workers have in the region and in the labor market. So that's a key working point that we're looking to doing. And so, yeah, there's some really cool, I think, initiatives that maybe Jane can also put, have some input in, but looking at how foreign workers, international students, and their employers are contributing to the community. I know that in the past there have been some events that have brought together foreign workers and employers, and we're looking especially through our post-COVID lens of how we can put together some activities that will highlight that. But if Jane has anything to add to anything.
No, I think, Beverly, you covered everything, really. I don't have anything to add.
I'm curious, when you mentioned the one big goal that the table really wants to do is see just how many international, you know, individuals, you know, are here in the community, whether they were going directly through Keanu or maybe just came up here for other means of work. Have you had any talks with the RMWB to maybe see if the census that they're doing right now could potentially help with that? I know the federal census as well is underway, but I believe it'd probably be easier to get any numbers from the municipality. Has there been any talks about that, or is it still, you believe that maybe funds for that survey that you mentioned earlier is the best path towards getting that number?
No, I actually think that you're right. Talks with the municipality and results from the census would be beneficial in highlighting and giving an idea to those numbers, as well as a survey specifically to the impact that foreign workers, international students have on the region. I think both of them are great ideas and are vital. And we do look, this advisory table is in its infancy. Like we'll be meeting for the third time this week. So we are definitely open to connecting with more stakeholders, the municipality, and anybody or any organization that, you know, that is interested or has any input. They're more than welcome to connect with Jane or myself. So we're really at the infancy stage and looking to grow and really open to ideas.
I think I have something to add to that and say that as a person who has done the census myself, like when I looked at the questions that the questionnaire itself for the census, I didn't see like the census will be able to capture data on the demographic of foreign workers we have in the region, because I don't know if that is some of the information they are looking for the census. Mm-hmm. So I think this would have to be a point of discussion later, maybe with RMWB, to see if in future censuses they can include to see that kind of representation of the labor force in Fort McMurray. That's what I would suggest. But because when I looked at the questions myself, I didn't see like the census is gonna capture that kind of data. It captures where we are coming from, but not what we do as immigrants.
Okay. All right. Well, Jane, Beverly, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.